Welcome to the Cabin of Crapper Creek. It's our love show. We had Valentine's Day, so we got some Valentine's Day fallout on the show today. We got lovely Maria talking about her keys to a happy marriage. It involves sex. Also, we're going to look at Mr. Knowledge. You'll talk about love. We've got a game of Would You Rather, a Valentine's edition with comedian Bob Zaney. Valentine's Day Lies. Britannica Films, a little education segment on the history of Valentine's Day. And we talk Valentine's at Applebee's this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
So if you haven't heard, remember Applebee's last month announced their date night pass. It costs $200 and it gives you $30 off your next 52 visits over the year. So you'd have to eat at Applebee's like a lot. Well, they're doing more date nights just in time for Valentine's Day. Yeah, all this and a chance to be able to buy one of these passes. Oh, you better get on that website. The winner is going to be announced Valentine's Day. Here we are. So you might want to get in on that. But really, you got to ask yourself some serious questions before taking your date to Applebee's for Valentine's Day, right? Like, do I want to get laid? Since it's Valentine's, shouldn't I spring for someplace fancier like Denny's? Would it be easier to simply say, I hate you? If I tip extra, will the server arrange the crispy cheese bites into a heart? Am I ready for her to say, ha ha, funny. Now, really, where are we going? Should I wear my extra nice tank top? Should I maybe bring a bottle of Boone's Farm for the nightcap? And the last thing you'll probably ask yourself before taking your date to Applebee's for Valentine's is, is this why I spend most nights alone? Or I know some of you still cling to the name Alaskaland, which is silly. It's a park. It's a really nice park. Alaskaland makes it sound like an amusement park, which it's not. You call it Alaskaland, all you get is a bunch of really disappointed tourists who think it's, ooh, look, let's go ride the rides. Yeah, hope you like slow trains. But, you know, so a lot of people don't want to rename anything. But Gen Z, thankfully, renamed wife beater shirts wife pleasers. Did you know that? Yeah, they call them wife pleasers. I didn't like the term wife beater. Who would want that? And once they started calling them, God forbid you wear one. But let's admit, ladies, when guys are in good shape, they look good in the wife beater. Oh, excuse me, wife pleaser. Well, that's a good start, I guess, right? I mean, if we're going to get all politically correct and change some names, I can think of some other items that probably need to be changed first. Like cornhole. Honky tonk, excuse me. Homo sapiens. Free Willy. Woodpecker. It should be renamed. Deaf Comedy Jam. We don't say that anymore. It is the Hard of Hearing Comedy Jam. Indian Summer is now Native American Summer. Pinochle. Poop Deck. In and Out. Dick Trickle. Yeah, I know he's dead, but there's still a tombstone people can gawk at, right? And finally, Penal Colony. Certainly we can come up with something better. Right, Karen? All right, Valentine's Day. Fun. Happy Valentine's Day. Why not? I know a lot of people, that's corny, it's stupid. Teaches them. As I've said throughout the morning, and you've heard lovely Maria and I mention this, it's our anniversary. And we did that because we both hate Valentine's Day, so we eliminated it. And it's our anniversary. So we don't do the hearts or the chocolates, we don't do any Valentine's stuff, we do anniversary stuff. So we don't say happy Valentine's Day, we say happy anniversary. And it's worked for quite a long time. I love this. A survey came out, said 1 in 4 people expect their Valentine to spend $0 on them. Now, I don't know if that's like, because they're with a moron. Now, when they say expect people, they mean women expecting guys. Come on, guys don't expect anything for Valentine's Day, except for later on that night, if you know what I mean. Other than that, we don't, it's not like, oh, she didn't get me flowers or chocolate. But there's a lot more pressure on the guys on Valentine's Day. Let's be straight up honest here. A lot more pressure. And guys, how many of them will say, oh, you don't, please, don't spit. You don't have to get me flowers. No, get her flowers. Don't fall for that trap, that lie. It ain't true. It ain't true. Yeah, not true at all. I mean, yeah, if that, because that's a lie. That's like saying, your love is the only present I want. Wrong! Lying! Sure, let's bring the kids on our dinner date. No! Signing Love Dave in a card makes up for the 364 days of the year that you're a jack. Uh-huh. Ooh, chocolates and flowers. How original. That's a lie. Baby, I don't expect sex in return for anything I got you. Lie! I love getting dressed up to go to a fancy restaurant on a weeknight that I could otherwise be in bed by 9. Lie! No, I didn't pick up this gift at the CVS on the way home. Lie! There's nothing possessive about insisting that I be your Valentine! Or the biggest lie, I love you! No. They just want the chocolates.
Wow, Susan, that's a beautiful pearl necklace. Where did you get it?
Engineer Tom.
Tom in IT? I didn't know he made pearl necklaces.
Hey, it's Tom from IT. With years of hands-on training under my belt, I've perfected a technique that guarantees you'll always be satisfied with your handmade pearl necklace, specially designed for you by me, Tom, in IT.
It was great to see the skillful hand of an artisan at work.
Just stop by my apartment, and while you wait, I'll custom design your own pearl necklace.
I got to watch the design process from beginning to end. You could really see the love, expertise, the sweat in every necklace he creates. I think he probably enjoyed making it more than I like wearing it. Way more.
Don't wait. You could have a personalized, one-of-a-kind, handmade pearl necklace in minutes, just in time for Valentine's Day. And mention this ad, and I'll toss in a complimentary pair of pearl earrings, a pearl belly button ring, or a pearl tongue ring. Call me now. Seriously, call now. Don't wait. No, don't wait. Call me now.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Trying to stay awake, right? Is it? Do you find it easy to fall asleep with the cold weather, sitting by the fire and having a glass of wine, and it's so dark? It's sleep is a different. It's so funny up here. I mean, in the summer it's hard to sleep because there's, you know, no daylight all the time. In the winter it's hard not to sleep. What do you do to keep awake? I guess a strong cup of coffee doesn't cut the next generation coming up behind us. Here's the latest. People are now snorting caffeine. Uh-huh. That's a thing. There's a product, and it's called Want a Bump. Oh, really, guys? It launched last year. It's white powder. It looks just like cocaine, but it's legal, so you can buy it on Amazon. It's billed as instant energy on demand. It's in the news because it's been circulating on social media for a while, and experts are saying, don't buy that. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's safe. Don't snort caffeine. Do you have to use like a bill? Like in a mirror? What? How does this work? When you drink caffeine or you get it from things like chocolate, it absorbs in your body gradually. But when it happens, a lot faster if you snort it, of course. So yeah, you could overdose. Doing it regularly also could really mess with your nasal passages. Kind of like cocaine can do. What's his name? Arnie Hammer? What's the comic's name? His old nose, everything caved in from so much. It was horrible. That alone would tell you not to ever do coke right there. It's one of a string of products like this that exists now. There's also caffeinated nasal spray with a very classy name, Turbo Snort. Snortable powder also has vitamin B mixed in. Yeah, you know, to make it healthy. I mean, why would you need to, what? What is it? Harassment seminar day at the office? Better snort me some caffeine. When would you need this? Let me guess, you're attending a TED Talk. with Mike Pence. I could see that. Where you check your watch in a Martin Scorsese movie and you're only into hour number two. Gonna need a bump. Your spouse starts a story with, "You won't believe what happened at work today." Gonna need a snort. Maybe you're watching a Carolina Panthers game. Or maybe you have a long drive somewhere, right? Mind-numbingly dull, like, I don't know, Utah. The only thing on the TV in the Jiffy Lube waiting room is Antiques Roadshow. Gonna need a bump. Or maybe you're Joe Biden and, no, that's it. Just maybe you're Joe Biden.
Hello, and thank you for calling Pete's Corner Diner. To hear our special Valentine's Day menu, press 1 now. Our special Valentine's Day menu begins with a basket of our finest fried onion rings in the shape that echoes a ring. Valentine's special priced $10. Next comes the romantic I Love You burger, the burger of romance, because nothing says love like ground meat squished into a heart-shaped patty. Price $20, cheese extra. To drink, we recommend a bracing beverage of our finest Pepsi. The bottle is served nestled in a bowl of shaved ice, and at only $7, it is romance itself on a budget. Is that Cupid I see hovering over your table? It could be if you have the special Valentine's Day menu at Pete's Corner Diner, conveniently located next to the railroad in the iffy part of downtown.
New research suggests AI might help us communicate with other animals. I mean, if you had a pet and AI enabled you to have a conversation, how likely would you be to do so? I think we all think, remember, up with the dog, squirrel, right? Overall, 33% of people would be like very likely to listen to their pets in this way. Another 29 said somewhat interested. 25% said no, hell no. Another 14 aren't sure. There's always the aren't sure people. I don't blame them for needing a minute. This is a lot. Especially, let's say you have a house full of bitter cats. Can you imagine? Like, shut up! Ever shut up! They say dogs are man's best friend, and even if that's outdated, maybe this explains it, though. Men, they say, are more interested in talking to pets than women. 65% of men say they're likely to do it, compared to just 58%. Young adults are more intrigued than older folks. 19% of people 65 and older say they want no part of this. Of course, they're, you know, they're old people. They're like, oh, damn, it's government microchipping my dog. No. Well, we do talk to our dogs. I talk to mine all the time. And usually with my pets, my Wilson the cat, Zephyr the blind dog, it's usually asking questions. What the hell are you doing up there? Why did you do that? What, like they're somehow going to just give me a statement and an explanation as to why they did it. But let's be honest. Do we really want to know what they would tell us? I mean, if your dog could talk, what would be some of the things he would say? All right. But you're not going to like it.
Yeah, I'll be your slave forever if you just toss me one french fry.
Okay, I could see that.
Why shake hands when sniffing anuses is, like, way more sanitary?
Kinda got a point.
Psst.
What?
You know the cat wants you to die, right?
Known it for a long time.
Hey, how were you so calm when the tennis ball rolled under the sofa, for crying out loud?
I'm sorry. Oof. Just a ball.
You know, the world would be a better place if all squirrels were dead.
I agree.
What? I'm not supposed to eat your shoes. Then why the hell did you leave them on the floor?
What do you mean? There's lots of things on the floor.
You know, I'm getting kind of tired of playing the peanut butter game.
Let's keep that to ourselves, would you?
Oh, boy. Dry kibble. How exciting.
What? Never complained before. It's just kibble.
What? You only have two nipples? What are you, some kind of freak?
Stop looking at my nipples. You're a dog.
FYI, you know treats don't have to be shaped like a bone for me to eat them, right?
Yeah, I kind of figured. Finally!
Yeah, so like, got a question. Where are my balls?
All right, here we go. We've got my man with us. That's the one and only Bob Zinni from BobZinni.net. You'll see him on Dry Bar Comedy and probably to a comedy stage near you as he joins us on the radio this morning live in Crapper Creek, Alaska. Hi, Bob. How are you today?
Couldn't be better. I know we're switching it up today.
Yes.
And, remember, there's no third eye in Bob.
No. All right. Well, I'm going to take your word for that. Here you go, Bob. Today, we're going to, usually we do the idiot of the day, but today being Valentine's Day, we're going to do a Valentine's edition of the game, Would You Rather? So you got a 50-50 shot at these. It's really your opinion, but I do have, these are all polled questions, so I actually have like a an answer after each, but we'll have fun. So here's your first one. Would you rather snack on candy hearts or snack on Valentine's-themed M&Ms?
Wow. M&Ms. Because they're woke.
Yeah, they are woke. 79% of people agreed with you. Would you go out? Or rather go out for a fancy dinner or stay in and order pizza?
Stay in and order pizza.
That took 54% of the vote. Would you rather watch a romantic comedy from 20 years ago that you've seen a million times and love, or watch a new rom-com that you've never seen before, revisiting a classic instead of revisiting a classic? So you're going to watch a romantic movie 20 years ago, a classic that you love, or a new one you haven't seen?
Well, you know me, Glenner. I can't see enough romantic movies, so I'm going to go with the old one.
Yeah, that one, 66% of the vote. Go on a date with someone new on Valentine's Day or make Valentine's plans with an ex?
I would say someone with new.
Yeah.
I mean, not new. I mean, ex.
Oh, an ex. All right. Actually, 84% would rather go on a date with somebody new. So a lot of folks just aren't as good friends with the exes as you and I are, I guess.
Yeah.
Receive flowers and chocolates from a secret admirer or receive a mixtape and homemade card from an old friend?
You know what? I would go with the cash.
All right. I didn't see that as one of the options, but okay.
Well, what would that represent? The flowers and candy.
Okay, the flowers and candy. All right. Indulge in chocolate-covered strawberries or a tin of gourmet popcorn?
I'm going to go with the gourmet popcorn.
Yeah, well, actually 73% with the strawberries, but I'm with you. I would go popcorn every day. Go out with friends on Valentine's Day or go out on a date?
Friends.
Date one, so good for you. Look at you. Buy Valentine's same candy before to get in the spirit, or buy it all on sale after Valentine's Day?
After Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Most people said that as well. Go to movie in the theater or stream a movie at home on the couch?
Couch.
Yeah, I agree. And finally, the last one, receive a homemade gift from your Valentine or a lavish gift?
Lavish.
You're lavish. Bring it on. Bring the gold-plated toilet. That's what we want. There we go. That's Bob Zaney helping us out. Well done, Bob. Actually, I liked your answers. We're kind of on the same wavelength right there. Good stuff. You can catch Bob Zaney, boy, pretty much anytime you click onto the World Wide Web, go to Dry Bar Comedy, you'll find him, or bobzaney.net. You're going to find all kinds of cool stuff, links to awesome things, and some great gift ideas as well. Bob, thank you so much.
Britannica Films proudly presents The History of Valentine's Day. Saint Valentine was a man decapitated while on the road to Rome.
Hey, Will!
Soldiers then stuck the head back on the body backwards. Hence the expression, headed the wrong way. Valentine's Day was first celebrated by cannibals in the tropics who exchanged chocolate-covered missionaries. In Sweden, young women celebrate by putting on lacy dresses. The men get hearts on their lapels. Meanwhile, in North America, New England grade school children create valentines using paper and glue. In San Francisco, to each his own. Yes, Valentine's Day. A day of violence. Lacy underpants. And diaper dwarfs with bows and arrows. Because a rose by any other name, $25.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
It's Maria.
Hi.
Baby, how you doing?
Yep, happy anniversary. Over 30 years. Over 30 years.
I know, right? How old are we? Oh my
years.
God, baby.
You should you deserve a medal.
I can't believe you still put up with me. Come on.
Well, it's good. you know, I don't know if I could without that side hustle I have working.
A side hustler? Is that what you said?
Nope, didn't say that.
Yeah, you're kind of asking for it, baby.
Anyway, now, it's funny because we're always invited to weddings, usually our kids' friends who are about that age now, and we always tell them our skinny, some of our tricks, right? Don't go to bed angry, separate bedrooms
is awesome.
Learn to cook together, clean together, not chores, never point out somebody who's doing one thing more than, there's a lot of those.
Yeah. Don't interrupt wife while watching Judge Judy.
Don't ever interrupt your wife when she's watching Judge Judy.
Make sure
you have a good safe word. There's a million things we could tell young couples. But they did a poll to find the keys to a happy marriage. And I'm like, well, they didn't ask us. We're the ones that know.
Yeah, okay.
Right? What the hell are you guys talking about? Here's the deal. A couple of them, let's see. Say I love you around 10 times a week is a good thing. We're about there.
We say I love you every day, pretty much.
Pretty much. And you always got a kiss. Always a kiss. So now, right? We always do that. Now, another one they said, and this is an interesting one, is to have two major arguments a month.
Yeah, makeup sex.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's what they're talking about, but that works for me. But okay. So they were asked to name the top signs of a happy marriage. Let's see. Number 10, being silly with each other. All right. I could see that.
Yeah.
Right? We're always silly. I'm probably a lot more silly than you.
You're pretty silly.
I do silly weird things, you know, like naked gardening.
But they make you cute, minus naked gardening.
That makes me adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Being proud of the other's achievements. Okay. There we go. We're there. Making regular plans together. We do that.
We do.
Okay. That's a good one. Being respectful to them in front of other people. And that's high on our list.
That's a big one.
Neither of us ever slam each other to our friends in public or anything. Never, never, never,
no,
never, never.
Just when we're alone.
We don't like. Oh, here's one. I don't think either of us are going to agree. Although it's fun. Cuddling.
I'm not a cuddler.
Cuddling is good, just not during or after sex. If we're just cuddled up together, that's kind of cool.
It's kind of a waste of time if you could be having sex.
Thank you. See, now do you see why I married this woman? All right. You let them see you at your best and your worst. All right. Well, there's no way around that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Encouraging them to pursue their own hobbies and interests. We do that all the time.
Absolutely. You're very pushy.
Well, I have more hobbies and interests. Your hobbies and interests, pretty much watching Judge Judy and having a glass of wine. But mine. All right. The next one here. Feeling like you can be yourself with them. Yeah, we're both. Okay.
Absolutely.
Taking care of each other when they're sick.
Absolutely.
We do that. And number one, spending a lot of quality time together.
We kind of do. I mean, just like even us playing like the VR games together.
Oh, yeah. Or going for walks or skiing or going for a skate or on vacation, whatever. We have a lot of quality time together. Some of them that didn't quite make the top list, sharing a sense of humor. Okay, that's good. Mine's a little more twisted than yours.
Yours is very twisted.
Well, but not really, because we have a lot of our favorite movies are all comedies, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Galaxy Quest, one of our faves, right?
Yeah,
we love Caddyshack. We like anything with Bill Murray. A lot of our favorite shows are comedies, and so we have a sense. But yet, for instance, you don't quite can't grasp your brain around Monty Python. That's a big one.
Because
you don't like silly comedy.
It's stupid.
Right, you don't like silly comedy. Trying new things together, splitting chores and responsibilities evenly. We do that, except I do a lot more of the cooking because I'm better at it. Remembering important occasions.
Because you're better at it. You stuck that in there.
What?
Dumbass.
I did not.
Yes, you did. I heard that.
No, you misheard. You know what I said, right?
I didn't misheard.
You know what I really said.
No.
Led Zeppelin rules.
That was really smart on your part. You're learning. I got you trained.
Love you, baby. Bye. Happy 30th. Yay. Let's go party. Safe words. Ow.
Bye.
Boy, you know, Super Bowl time of the year, one of the things that always comes up is our plumbing. You know how, like, at halftime, you know, the sewer companies get nervous because everybody goes to the bathroom at the same time during the Super Bowl. Had a really cool, this is a good one. Courtesy of North Star Honey Wagon. Strangest things flush down toilets. And North Star Honey Wagon, they're awesome. So I thought I'd give them a little love. Anyway. They, you know, when you do stuff like septic system, that you got to deal with all kinds of stuff. All kinds of crap. So this is, pardon the pun. Ideally, you should be able to count on one hand the types of things you flush down a toilet, right? But some people sometimes, I don't know, they tend to use it like some kind of garbage can, or they accidentally drop something. That'll happen, sure. A drainage, there's a the survey of plumbers, septic folks, has to reveal the strangest things they've caught being flushed down the toilet. Some of the best responses. Number one, Legos. All right, I can see that. That's, you know, kids doing that. Ooh, let's see. Rubber ducks. Okay, more kids. Socks. Oh, here's a good one. Sex toys. Will that fit down there? Teeth. They didn't specify real or fake. Just teeth. Turkey bones and Brussels sprouts. Yeah, I'm sure the Brussels sprouts were accidentally thrown down the toilet. Sure. Bananas. A pipe stuck inside another pipe. Inside the pipe? So is that a pipe and a pipe and a pipe? I don't know. Can't keep up. My favorite. A two-man tent and sleeping bag. Oh my gosh. Probably safe to assume that this didn't make it too far before the plumber had to come and clear it. A sleeping bag? And a two-man I can't even wrap my brain around that one. One plumber said, I've seen all sorts of weird and wonderful things blocking pipes. From chopsticks to lettuce. But it's important to think twice before flushing something because it can cause long-term damage. Well, yeah, it's a friggin' two-man tent. And then they pulled it out. Is anybody going to use that tent and sleeping bag again? I think it's probably for the trash. Just don't flush it again.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Gonna go play Vegas, baby. That'll be fun. And of course, Vegas is always, I like going there. There's always weird, so much weirdness. I love the hookers late at night because they always ask you the same three questions. What's your name? Where you staying? Where you from? You know, in hopes of landing a trick. Which is weird to have somebody come up and ask you that. I mean, I'm sure you've been asked weirder. Everybody has. Remember news anchor Dan Rather? When he was asked, that guy beat him in the streets and kept asking, what is the frequency, Kenneth? What's the frequency, Kenneth? And then R.E.M. made a song called What's the Frequency, Kenneth? Remember? That's because some weird guy jumped Dan Rather. That's a weird question. Has anybody asked you something weird? We asked that online and got you some of the responses from you, the X-Rock listeners. Some of the weirdest stuff you guys said. Alan said a guy asked his lactating coworker if anything strange would happen to him if he drank her breast milk. All right, that's just cringeworthy. Somebody else said, well, on a smoke break with an old stoner at a construction site this summer, he looked at me and asked, did you ever put ecstasy up your butt? It's awesome. I'll take your word for it. Those are some pretty bad ones. At church, a person asked my pregnant wife what she wanted to do with the placenta and then asked to have it so she could eat it. Oh, my God. Now, I've heard that, you know, I mean, a lot of animals do that. But that reminds me of the old Saturday Night Live bit. Remember way back with Jane Curtin? Gilda Radner, placenta helper, Lorraine Newman. Yeah, they actually had something for that. Many creatures eat their placenta. Have you tried placenta helper? Here's another one. 15 years ago, while I was a chief in the Navy, I was asked by a third-class petty officer, if I divorce my wife, will she still be my sister? He wasn't kidding. It's like, wait, what? Finally, years ago, some dude... complimented me on my calves at the gym. Yeah, that's pretty weird. Hey, man, nice calves. Thanks? Said so much so he even called his friend over and said, dude, that's what you want, while pointing at my calves. Okay. Another fun one. I hope love was in the air for you and you got a little something. I got some action. I won't lie to you. It was fantastic. Coming up next week, we look at diaper spas. Fuck my life. Replay normal or nope with Lovely Maria. Country slang. We look at old people bedtime and we say goodbye to the landline. Next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.